What's the essence of ensuring that people engage in social media around a political campaign?
Well, you know, for us, you have to understand, excuse me, like I said, I've been up for a little while. For us, you have to understand what people actually want. You know, and I think we lose sight of the fact because people's lives have changed. You know, there's so many more devices, life moves so much more quickly that people haven't really changed. You know, our belief was people want to be entertained. They want to be surprised. They want stuff that's funny. They want stuff that's real. They don't want to have their time wasted. And, you know, every piece of content we put out, every tool we put out, every resource we put out was designed to, you know, on some level give people a good experience that they were going to like. And our belief was if we treated them that way, if we showed them with every single word, with every single new technology development, that we really cared about them, that we wanted to treat them with respect, that we valued their contribution to the campaign, that they would stick with us and ultimately go do our work for us. You have to remember that people, you know, especially undecided voters, are skeptical of politics. They don't like political advertisement. They don't like political rhetoric. But they trust their friends. And so the best asset we had was a whole bunch of people who really did care passionately about politics, who were willing to listen to us, and who were willing to go out and talk to their friends about us and do our work for us better than we could.
And what sort of training system did you put in place, or did you let it be organic in terms of the campaign teams and themselves? How much training did you give them in terms of social media activation?
Quite a bit. I mean, you know, we had the benefit on the campaign of having a very large team. My team was about 250 people. Broader than that, we had about 4,000 people out in the country who most of their job was to organize door-to-door, but obviously, you know, increasingly a part of doing that is to be part of the social media conversation themselves, even if their job wasn't digital. And so, you know, creating a culture within the campaign, just at the staff level, of sort of respecting digital, understanding the way in which communication is changing, understanding the way in which technology is changing how people relate to campaigns, you know, was a big part of what we did.
And a final question for you: President Obama himself. I mean, how central to the success of what you did was he? But by that I mean the extent to which he both embraced the digital technology and the extent to which he was happy to, as it were, be center stage in what you were trying to achieve with the digital platforms.
Well, first of all, you know, this time we were running for re-election, and so he had a job to do that was far more important than paying attention to what we were tweeting about and Facebooking about, and so I'm happy to report that he didn't spend all that much time focused on the digital program. I will say that he's a person who, you know, fundamentally gets and cares about technology and the way in which it's going, and he also has values that, in my opinion, align very well with the values of social media, the values that just work well intrinsically on the internet. You know, before there was an internet, and certainly before he was a politician, he was a community organizer. He put his whole life into trying to empower people, trying to create relationships and connections between people, and that's what the internet does, except at scale and you know, in a faster and more technological way. And so, you know, his values are very well aligned with the sort of stuff that I think younger generation believes in and the way in which people are growing up today. And I think because of that, he was able to make sure that his top, you know, deputies, as it were, Jim Messina, the campaign manager, David Axelrod, our chief strategist, those people were following what we were doing and were engaged in what we were doing, and they knew perfectly well that they were supposed to let us do these things, let us empower people, let us, you know, hand the reins of the campaign over to these people, because they knew very well that that's what the boss would have wanted.